Lorenzo's here from Casa Peregrinos. What's up, buddy? How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here again. It's always a joy to come visit with you guys about the things we're doing at Casa Peregrinos.
Before we get started, happy belated birthday to you, sir.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, man, my hair's getting grayer. I'm getting more wrinkles. I'm slowing down. My wife looks at me like, hey, you gotta join me in my little like health kick right now. And I'm like,
I'm only 30 years old.
No, you're looking good at 30. I gotta tell you though, there's a picture that Casa Peregrinos posted. Can I just tell you, you looked like a superhero. Like you were in a suit, and like, I don't know how to explain it, but you had a very Marvel comic book look to you. And I was like, that's Lorenzo. And I had to keep looking at it. I'm like, so whatever photo they found of you, like, you need to try out for the next Marvel movie because you were given like Marvel superhero.
I don't know about all that.
No, that's what I kept looking. I was like, is this a new movie coming? I was like, no, that's Lorenzo. What's going on? But yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do. See? That's an awesome photo
I'm telling
of you.
Like he's about to go save Captain America. That's what that looks like.
I look more like some sort of mafia guy on that picture.
You too.
Like the Godfather or something.
He's here to tell you.
It was snowing, and I think our creative man, Marco, took that photo without me knowing.
That's awesome.
And it got posted all over the place, and I've gotten so many calls and comments about it. It's very humorous, but my only superhero power is actually that I get to feed the hungry.
That's the best superpower.
I get to feed the hungry, so... and by the grace of God, you know, we've been able to move, you know, for more than 45 years in this mission, and I'm so glad you guys are a part of it.
So what do we got going on? What's happening?
Well, you know, we have Taste of Las Cruces coming up on June 5th, Thursday, June 5th, at the Las Cruces Convention Center from 5 to 8 p.m. Tickets are still available. You can get them at Taste of Las Cruces website and also at... our Casa Peregrinos website. You can go there and get the tickets. The tickets are $60. There's also opportunities for sponsorship of tables available to you. So come check those out. If you have any questions, give Carolina a call at 575-523-5542 and she can get you all set up. Glad to be a part of this for the 17th year. My goodness, can you believe that event's been going on for that long?
Wow. So if someone, you know, that just new to this area, they've never been to Taste of Las Cruces, what can you find there? What is that Taste of Las Cruces?
Man, it is a foodie event of the year for sure. Best bang for your buck. I mean, you get $60, you get to try out 25 to 30 restaurants, foods, and some of the local chefs are just amazing. Also have some culinary schools that participate, which even makes it even more fantastic. We have our friends at El Caldito that are always very popular. They always make a fantastic soup, and people are like, whoa, this gets fed to our unhoused neighbors. Wow, that's fantastic. Great way to promote the work that we do. And what I love about it is that, you know, at Casa Peregrinos, we are in the industry of feeding the hungry. It's all about food. It's all about food. This event is also all about food, but we get to eat it in order to support our mission. So it goes hand in hand. It's a fantastic event. It's always probably one of, if not the most popular event in Las Cruces. We hope to see you there.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, it's going to be coming up. We do got the details at hot103.fm. Just click on events and you're going to get the information and also connect with our friends at Casa Peregrinos and the mission that you guys have. And that's the thing. You guys do so much work. I know we have Taste of Las Cruces, but you guys are also always in the community. Just whether it's, you know, with the food banks that you guys are doing, just anything that you guys got going on, you guys are really out on a mission to help those in need.
You know what? I think that's kind of the best thing that's going on right now about Casa Peregrinos is our partnership with Roadrunner Food Bank. Those guys have stepped it up ever since Dana Yost got here and Efrain Trigueras, our regional representative here in Las Cruces. They've stepped it up to the fact that they just want to basically feed a lot of people. They don't want to put boundaries on anything. They don't want to put borders on anything. They just want to feed people. And that's what our mission has always been. It falls hand in hand to what we're trying to do. So the partnership has just flourished. I mean, we are on pace this year to distribute more than 7 million pounds of food.
Wow.
We cannot do that without a partner like Roadrunner Food Bank, without a partner like City of Las Cruces, without a partner like Doña Ana County. There's no way these things happen. And of course, the generosity of this unbelievable community that we live in, Las Cruces. I just can't say enough about it. It gets me all emotional because this is the most generous community I've ever lived in. Anytime we've ever run into any issues, here they are. They step it up. They help us. We reach out to them. They help us out with our mission. And they believe in our mission. They have for more than 46 years.
And that's amazing.
We've seen that there's people in the community who have been helped by you. Now they're on the other side of it and they want to help because, you know, it meant such, you know, a big deal to them. You know, I was looking at your website right now. Your website is legit, Lorenzo, for Casa Peregrinos. It is a good website. You can even sign up for volunteer on there.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. So, yeah, go check out the website. Yeah, y'all stepping it up in 2025. Well, you guys have always just been doing so much when it comes to helping out the community.
You know what? Our creative team and our partners, you know, that help us with our website and our social networks are just incredible. We're very, very blessed to have these partners. And, you know, that's what gets the word out about the mission at Casa de Peregrinos and about what we're doing. Obviously, you know, we're always in need of volunteers, but we're also always in need of food donations and especially monetary donations. It's a kind of strange time in our time, yes, in our history right now. Everybody is a little bit questioning what's going on nationally, what's going on regionally. What am I going to do? Can I afford to donate to Casa Peregrinos? Can I afford to donate some food to them? These are the kind of questions that our community is asking itself right now. But I can tell you right now, whatever our community can help us with is huge. And we're going to continue the mission. Doesn't matter if we have to scale it down a little bit to continue the mission. Our objective is to be here a long time for the people of this community because they deserve this service. They deserve this service. Most of our clients are working families. They have part-time jobs. They are trying to make ends meet within the family unit.
That is.
We're here to add that relief, so we're excited about being part of this.
You know, one thing to highlight as well is the staff. I mean, just the staff is so just amazing. I mean, the times that Jack and I have gone to go pay you guys a visit, just so welcoming and just so helpful. Like, everybody in the building is just so willing to teach and just welcome you with open arms. You got such an amazing staff.
That shows the leadership in that building.
It really does.
Yeah. Well, we're of the belief that we need to keep the mission in front of us. Instead of how we feel or what's going on within us, or, you know, personally, the mission needs to be in front of us. It needs to be right here in front of us where I was looking at it first. And that comes first because when we keep the mission in front of us, that means that the people that we serve are first. That means that the services that we provide in the Doñana County are first. It doesn't mean that this is about Lorenzo. It doesn't mean that this is about Bianca. It doesn't mean that this is about Marco. It doesn't mean that this is about Carolina. It doesn't mean that this is about Adrian in the warehouse. This is about the people that we serve, the families that we serve. And that's what it's been about for more than 45 years.
That is so awesome. Again, let's talk about it again. Taste of Las Cruces.
We've got some
before you know it.
Yeah, we've got some really cool stuff going on this year. Above and beyond the silent auction, we're also going to have a merchandising table that, you know, if you buy any of those products, that'll be obviously to support Casa Peregrinos. We have some pretty cool products that we're going to be selling. Also, we're going to have 3 different categories of awards this year. Of course, the People's Choice, which people get to vote for their favorite restaurateur, favorite chef. The other ones are going to be done by some celebrity chefs and judges. As a matter of fact, you guys are going to be some of the celebrity judges that are going to help us.
I'm excited about that.
Can't wait.
That are going to help us, you know, determine what the best plate is. You know, we've got our friend Chef Tom Drake from DACC that's going to lead the way for you guys. We've also got another set of judges that are going to basically be looking at the table decor of every restaurant. Which one had the best looking decor and really, really brought out what was happening at Taste of Las Cruces. So 3 different awards, a merchandising table, silent auction, and of course you can donate there. You can also donate there while you're at it for Tu Casa Peregrinos and our mission. Our goal is to raise about $65,000. We are on pace to possibly reach that, but we can't do that without you guys buying some more tickets. Like I said, go to our website or the Taste of Las Cruces website and get your tickets or give Carolina a call at 575-523-5542 and she can help you out with tickets.
That's right. Make sure you get your tickets. And I'll tell you, man, that picture right there, you really are a superhero right now.
I know.
That was a Captain America speech you just gave right now. And for those Marvel fans right now are like, yep, that's our Captain America right there.
I do want to tell you guys that I am above and beyond bringing the tickets for you guys to come be our judges. I'm going to bring two pairs of tickets that you guys can give out later today. I'll have those delivered. I'll have Marco deliver those later today, and then that way you guys can give those out during the day today and build some excitement for the event. Like I said, we are super excited about this, and this is a best bang for your buck by far.
Yes,
I mean,
for
60
sure.
bucks, and you get to try 25 to 30 restaurants. Come on. Don't eat all day before you come out.
Right, fast, exactly.
Fast until 5 o'clock, and then come with an appetite and really enjoy what's happening there.
That will be our game plan. We'll be ready to go. And of course, we are looking forward to Taste of Las Cruces. You do not want to miss out again. Hot103.fm. Click on events to get the full list of details, and also visit their website today. Visit Casa Peregrino's website as well to learn more about the organization and all the great things that they do here in the community. Lorenzo, thank you so much, brother.
Yes,
thank you so much for stopping.
It was a pleasure coming to visit with you guys. Thank you.
So amazing. 8:23 is your time. Good morning.